Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, there's just something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like the fragrance after the rain. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Yeah, there's something about it. When I call him in the midnight hour, there's something about it. Woo! Something about that. Come on, give that name praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth, amen, and worship him, amen. Come on, come on, surrender all over right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come on and shout glory, hallelujah.
Thank you in the name of Jesus.
Lord, we thank you this morning. We come before you, God. Lord, we come humbling ourselves, oh God, under your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. We welcome you. Amen. We welcome you. Come, Holy Spirit of the living God. Make your residence. Hallelujah. Lead us in prayer right now that we may hear from our Heavenly Father, receive divine directions and instructions on what will have for us to do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. Oh Lord, thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad. Amen. Oh Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the lying down and the waking up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you for keeping us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving your angels charge over us. And, oh Lord, keeping us safe from seen and unforeseen dangers of God this world. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough. But yet and still, we thank you. Lord, we love you. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Oh, God, Lord, we ask to strengthen our spirit, man, oh, God, and keep God daily through this flesh. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we give you all honor, praise, and glory because the word is all praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you for your finished work on the cross. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, oh God. You are our God, and we exalt you. We give thanks to your holy name, amen. For you have wondrous plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness according to Isaiah 25 and 1. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength, amen. You are our song, and you have become our salvation. You are our God, and we will exalt you according to Exodus 15, 2-3, verse, amen. We thank you, Lord, our mouths will speak the praise of Lord, amen. All flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever. From Psalm 145 and 21, amen. Praise to your glory, saying forever. And may the whole earth be filled with your glory, according to Psalm 72 and 19, amen. The Lord lives. Praise be to our rock. Exalted be God, our Savior, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 18 and 46. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we will watch you from the rising of the sun, hallelujah, to the place where it sets. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we praise according to Psalm 23, amen. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough on today. Oh Lord, help us right now, God. Deliver us, oh God, from all that's not of your God. Touch our hearts, oh Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, oh God, let it be exposed and taken out the rain right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we are free, amen, that we have been delivered from this stronghold, soul, strong man, and messenger Satan, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, help us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. Lord, we come asking for your help today, not just for ourselves, but for those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning us and those in our family and all that we love, oh God, and turn it all around for our good, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we need to hear from you, oh God. Oh Lord, see your word, oh God, and we shall be healed and delivered and set in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, you are our shepherd, and we will not, amen. Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly, and we just want to say thank you. The Lord rebukes the devourer for our sake, amen, and no weapon that is formed against us will prosper, amen, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, your word that you shall condemn, and all obstacles and hindrances to our prosperity are nailed is absolved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we delight ourselves in the Lord. Amen. And he gives us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us the desires of our heart. Amen. Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Amen. Knowing that all we need shall be added unto us. So we don't think, we don't speak things of this world. Amen. But Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, help us to be tempted by the world and things of possession of people or conversation of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us on today. Sometimes, Father God, all we can do is say, help, Lord. Oh Lord, help us, oh God. Help our mothers, and hallelujah. Help our fathers, help our brothers and sisters, oh God. Help our children, our grandchildren, children to come, amen, from generation to generation. Help, Lord. Hey, Robosha, oh Lord, help our aunts, help our uncles, oh God. Help our cousins, near and far, God. Help in the name of Jesus Christ. Help our in-laws, oh God. Help our co-workers and help our friends, oh God. Help those in the body of Christ. Oh Lord, help the believer, oh God, to believe and trust you even more, amen. Oh Lord, increase our faith. Oh God, to receive the help of in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the help that's on the way up and your ever present help. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, those that have lost the hope, oh God, call upon your God of our hope to restore the hope to your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help high yet. I'm all shit. And we thank you for your help, Father God. Oh Lord, when we grow weary and well doing, oh God, help us to know, oh God, that you have a crown set for us. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth that we do not have the spirit of fear. That we will no longer operate in fear, amen, and worry, amen, hallelujah. For you did not give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And we decree and declare, it is so, and it shall be no other way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you have released your holy angels, oh God. Hallelujah. Warring angels to war on our behalf against any spirits that desire to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray for spiritual wealth. Amen. Oh, my God, will shout out. Lord, increase in your word, oh God. Hallelujah, to do your will. So we bind our minds to the mind of Christ right now and our will to your will, Heavenly Father. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, we ask that you increase the anointing on our life, oh God. Oh Lord, let us prophesy in truth and hallelujah, your word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that we don't add to it or take away from it. Amen. Oh, Lord, for word is not about us, oh, God. Hallelujah. It's all about you and what you called us to do in this life. Help us, oh, God, to always be humble. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, many of us are suffering in our bodies, oh, God. Hallelujah, my Lord, that we know that you are a healer. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And right now we receive the abundant life. Amen. We receive that life right now through your word. And it flows to every organ of our bodies and the bodies of our family members that are dealing with any type of sickness or ache, pain, or discomfort. Bring in life, healing, and health according to John 10:10 and John 6:63. Amen. Jesus bore our sickness and carried our pain. Amen. Therefore, we give no place to sickness or pain. Father God, hallelujah, sent his word and healed us. Amen. Healed our mothers, our fathers, our brothers and sisters. Amen. Our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles, and near and far, our friends and co-workers. Amen. Hallelujah. According to Psalm 107:20. Amen. He sent his word and healed us and delivered us from all destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we attend to your word. Amen. And we incline our ears to your sayings. Amen. We will not let them depart from our eyes. Amen. We will keep them in the midst of our hearts. For they are life and healing to our bodies, our flesh. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, as you were with Moses, so you are with us. Amen. My Lord, my God. eyes are not dim, neither is our natural vigor diminished. Blessed are our eyes, for they see, hallelujah, and our ears for they hear, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that you touched our hearts this morning, that our hearts are beating with the rhythm of life, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we slept the sleep of restoration and refreshing, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, no evil will befall us, no plague shall come near us, your word, amen. We have given your angels charge over us, they keep us in all our ways, hallelujah, God, in all our pathway of life, healing, help, according to Psalm 91:10-11, Proverbs 12:28, Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, therefore we receive all sickness to dominate our bodies, amen. The life of God flows within us, amen, bringing healing to every fiber of our being. Matthew 8:16 and John 6:16, we said on the word of God that we are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death, amen, hallelujah. We agree to Galatians 3:13, it's flowing in our bloodstream, it flows in the name of Jesus Christ to every cell of our bodies, amen, restoring life and health, and according to Mark 11:23-24 and Luke 17:6, the life of 1 Peter 2:24 is a reality in our flesh, restore every cell, hallelujah, of our bodies, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit of God, amen, hallelujah. We make a demand on our bodies right now to release the right chemicals and hormones, that our bodies is in perfect chemical balance, our pancreas to secrete the proper amount of insulin for life and health, amen, a high shot, Martha, hallelujah, we just want to say thank you that our pancreas right now secretes the proper amount of insulin for life and health, amen, according to Mark 11:23-24, Heavenly Father, through your word, you have imparted life to us, that life restores our bodies, with every breath that we breathe and every word we speak, amen, according to John 6:63, Mark 11:23-24, that which God has not planted is dissolved and rooted out of our bodies, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. 1 Peter 2:24 is engrafted to every fiber of our being, and we are alive, and we have life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mark 11:23-24 and John 6:63, you stand on it today. Hallelujah. For our family, hallelujah. And all that we love and concern about him. And gross and tulips have no rights in our bodies. Amen. They are a thing of the past, or we are delivered up from the authority of darkness. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Colossians 1:13-14. Every organ and tissue of our bodies belongs to our family and loved ones. Hallelujah. Function in perfect. Our bodies function in the perfect that God created us. Amen. The perfection that God has created us to function. Amen. We forbid any malfunction in our bodies. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, in humility and fear and in totally love, we thank you. Lord, we love you. God. We ask you to do a new thing in this world. Lord, we do, Father God. Less of ourselves, oh God. We decrease. We decrease us today so that you may have all the increase in us. Have your way, Lord. Even as we pray this morning, oh God, and we petition from the mouth of your children. Lord, we know your God answers the prayers of your children. Lord, we ask that you remove every delay, oh God, to our prayer request. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you will strengthen our marriages. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray, oh God, that your hedge of protection, oh God, be around the thoughts of our children. Amen. Hallelujah. That their thoughts be pure, righteous, and holy unto you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. We lift up, oh God, and we pray for the peace and protection, oh God, and the lead, God, of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. For help for our family, the Mackey family, amen, hallelujah. The Jenkins family, hallelujah. The Simmons family, Lord God, the Smith family, the Green family, the Jackson, the McMillan, they, hallelujah. the Carter's family, oh God, hallelujah. Right now, Lord, the Gordon family, Father God, the Manning family, Lord, the Leday family, oh God, right now, the Blake family, oh God, move by, oh God, in our families and all that's connected to us, man, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We just created the plan to live for our family. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for your word. For your word, you have ever established in us. Father God, as we read your word on today, we ask for God to take root in us. Amen. And be engrafted on our hearts and mind. Amen. Helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is, Lord, let us receive divine revelation, knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding of your word, that we may be able to apply to our daily lives and live a life that is right and pleasing to thy sight, O Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you as we call us right here, the full armor that you have provided for us, O God, your full armor. Amen. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us up from the crown of our heads, amen, to the soles of our feet. And we thank you for them. We take them, the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy right now. That's in the way and in the way of our family. We take the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to enter into our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that the gates of hell cannot and will not and shall not prevail against us. Amen. And we decree and declare victory on today, and we receive the victory that's already won because we're all winning, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the victory. We bless your holy name, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will not be burned by the fire of the enemy. Amen. We overcome every fiery trial set against our life by the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the enemy will not be able to burn up our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We quench our ungodly words spoken against our life and those in our family and loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we quench all gossip directed against our life and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the enemy's flame will not kindle upon us or those in our family. Amen. My Lord, my God, we thank you for your hedge of protection that keeps us safe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings are ours, and we receive it. We choose blessing instead of cursing and life instead of death. Amen. Hallelujah. We break and release ourselves and our family and loved ones from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of sins of our ancestors right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you, Lord, that we are a royal priesthood. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare that all is well with us. Amen. All is well with you. All is well with us, Father. That we are blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. And wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you for it, Lord, for turning it all around for our good. We thank you for breakthrough this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus Christ's holy name, you bless and our going and coming on today and those in our family and all that are traveling along the road on today, oh God. Let us all receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destiny, too. Let there be no mechanical failures and breakdowns, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle for form of transportation that we may take on today, or those in our family may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over and around about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus of Nazareth covers us and protects us, amen. It heals us, delivers us, sanctifies us, amen. Justifies us, makes all things new. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that does all things but faith. Oh, Lord, we love you. And we thank you, Father God, that you loved us for us, that you sent your only begotten. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can thank you for finishing the work. this prayer. With the blood of Jesus of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Right there, Baba. Right there. Let's give God some praise. Just thank you. Heal you. We have life. And not just life, but we have life in us. Glory to God. We don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about tomorrow, what it's going to bring, but knowing that we have Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
We have a Savior named Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to your name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Do a new thing in us, Lord. Right now, God. Change me. Make me more like you. Change me, Lord. I want to be changed, oh God. Change my speech, oh God. Change my mind, oh, my mindset, oh God. Change me, oh God.
Yes,
give me a new way of thinking, oh God, that stays on you to do your will in life, oh God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I want to be all that you call me to be. I want to do all that you call me to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to say all that you call me to say. Have your way.
Have your way.
I surrender. I surrender everything over to you, God. Have your way. Use me, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for loving me. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for cleaning me up. Thank you for giving new life. Hiya. Holy Ghost. Have your way. Have your way in this place. Have your way on this one. Thank you for the presence. You said in your word, we're there 2 months better. In your name, you can tell. In the midst. Oh, Lord, where's 2 or 3 of us this morning? We thank you for that. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Welcome back this morning. It's Sunday, February the 18th. God is still good. Amen. Hiya.
Good.
Oh, he's better than good. About being here. Oh, when he could have, should have been, but God. Amen. My Lord, my God. I pray for y'all this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome this Sunday morning. She rose up and said, Lord, I'm coming. I'm coming to receive, Lord. I'm seeking you first, your kingdom. Oh, y'all, your righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God and welcome, welcome, welcome on this line this morning. Gave y'all extra song this morning, this Sunday morning. Praise God, Almighty God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Cousin Kim. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing just fine. And please forgive me for yesterday. I fell asleep. But all is well.
I do it after she sleep.
I just I woke up and then next thing I know I was asleep. But although I just thank God for another day and just thank God for another time to be here in the line with you all.
Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for your commitment to come to the line. I know it's hard for a lot of people. You know, like you said, you got on, but then you fell asleep. And many of they mind is set to get on. And they sometimes the alarm is set, and it's 5:55 come, and they look at it and say, okay, I'm going to sleep for 2 minutes. Next thing you know, it's 8 o'clock. But we thank God for you. I said, well, she probably asleep, but she got on in. She got to get on. You got in. We thank God for you. And God could continue to bless you and keep peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I'm grateful to be back on the line.
Amen.
All is well. All is well.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But God bless you, definitely. Thank you for being on the line. We want to be committed to being on the line and touching and agreeing. I thank God for you. God, I pray to bless you and keep you. Amen. Mm-hmm. In perfect peace. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I was good this morning. I don't really feel all that good at night anyway, but I wanted to make sure I didn't miss getting on the call from yesterday's show and not getting any sleep last night just being up. But God is good. And I'm telling you, we had an excellent turnout. It was sold out. We had to tell people where we can't seat you. We don't have nowhere to seat anyone else. Mm-hmm. We had to bring chairs out. And so it was a good show. The performance was great. It was, people loved it. We had a good time last night. Doug was able to drive in from Port Arthur and be that help I needed. So I had help in the front. Oh, glory to God. Because I be trying to do it all. If you ever been to my show, you'll see me running around trying to do it all. But I had help on them. Thank God for the help. Amen. I've been praying for you. Oh, it was a good time. Tell me, Tony, you missed it. You missed it.
I know.
It was good.
It's great.
It was a new play. It was fresh. People, oh, it was so good. Oh, you had to be there. Oh, yeah. Another one is coming. Yeah. Thank God for it. It was a great show. We made it there safe. We made it back safely. And I'm just so grateful. Thank God for answering prayers. To have a sold out show after the play of the new year. And it's sold out. Mm-hmm. I just pray that it continues to be that way, sold out. Amen. So this morning our scripture is going to be coming from, and let's make sure the line don't hang us up. Our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 27 through 29. The head is surviving and suffering for Christ. Again, there's Philippians chapter 1, verse 27 through 29. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27 through 29, it says, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is them of proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. For to you it has been added on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but, hold on, let me get my pages and stick them together. Give me a moment. But also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and there here, is in me, my Lord, my God. When we look at the scripture this morning, verse 27 to 29, and looking at verse 27 itself right here, the Apostle Paul says, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or I am absent, I'm here. I may hear your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. I encourage the believers here in Philippians to be firmly united in face of attacks from within the church and the hostile world around them. They need a spiritual solidarity to be a one mind. So Apostle Paul may have been recalling the image of the Roman phalanx and the military formation where soldiers were. They would fight shoulder to shoulder as a unit. How sad that much time and effort are lost in some churches by fighting against one another. And we see this a lot instead of uniting against the real opposition. Now, it takes a courageous church to resist in fighting and to maintain the common purpose of serving Christ. Mm-hmm. I've seen online and heard about fights breaking out in the church.
Yeah.
Much going on. Verse 29 here, so I wrap up in scripture here. Apostle Paul considered suffering for Christ to be a privilege. We don't naturally consider suffering a privilege. Yet when we suffer, it faithfully represents Christ our message and example affects us and others for good. Suffering has three additional benefits. One, it takes our eyes off of earthly comfort. Two, it weeds our superficial believers. And three, it strengthens the faith of those who endure. Amen. And it provides an example for others who may follow us. So when we suffer for our faith, it doesn't mean that we have done something wrong. I want us to understand that. That, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, they must be doing something wrong. You ain't living right. Why are you going through all this? Every time I look up, you're going through something. But you're still believing. But you're going to church. You're praying. And, you know, you're hearing all these things, and, you know, the body of Christ. But what's going on? But in fact, I want us to understand the opposition is often true. It may be verifying that we have been faithful. Trust God and believe that he has a purpose in it. Amen. Apostle Paul and his fellow apostles considered a high honor to be identified with Christ in suffering. Use suffering to build your character and draw you close to your Savior. Amen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't resent it or let it tear you down. Most people, they do. They resent it. They let it tear them down. And then they turn away from God. They curse God. They curse God. My Lord, my God, I know we read to verse 30 here, and I said 29, but we read to verse 30. If you read the Bible, you know anything about Apostle Paul, when he gave his life over to Christ, when he had that change on the road to Damascus, when he said, "Yeah, I once was moving in my feet," his life was full of suffering. Jesus told him he was going to suffer for me. Hallelujah. I want you to understand. Through his life, Apostle Paul suffered for spreading the gospel. Like the Philippians, we are in conflict with anyone who would discredit the saving message of Jesus Christ. All true believers are in this fight together, uniting against the same enemy for a common cause. Apostle Paul never urges Christians to seek out suffering as if experiencing pain were virtue. But we should not forget those who do suffer. If your cupboard is full, share your food. If you're controlled, the wheels of power work for justice and mercy. If you are wealthy, give generously to those who are poor. When life is comfortable, we need to share of the suffering being experienced by others. Find a way to help them. And so demonstrate to the world that the gospel is true. Hallelujah. Amen. People can see Jesus in you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for your word of today. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Lord, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is our prayer that we be the doers of your word. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, God. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If you have any prayer petition, again, as you know, we've been on this line so many times. If your prayers went forward and you receive it, just say, I receive it. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you.
Amen and amen. I receive all the prayers that have gone forward, and just as God to continue to keep us, and let you know that I checked on the aunts yesterday, so all is well with the family.
Amen. Glory to God that you let them know we are on their seats, and we're going to be back next month on our regular schedule. Family thing.
Yes.
Amen. Let them know we're praying for them. We love them so much. As soon as we come off these 28 days at 6 a.m., I'll be back on at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. Amen. Can't wait to hear their voices. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Twan, God bless you, Lisa. Go ahead.
Yes. My prayer petition is to continue to stay faithful and hopeful during the trials and tribulations of life. You know, just not to lose hope and not to just remain, you know, just remain faithful, really, just to remain faithful, you know, because a lot of things, I know the devil's busy and the devil uses people. And I don't want to get caught up in that and just, you know, just stand firm on the word of God and know that there is hope and not lose hope because of, you know, just the lack, just the lack. So I just want to just, you know, that's my prayer petition.
Amen. Well, we touch and agree on today. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you with all faith of God combined, faith with your daughter's one this morning. And Father, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, to increase our faith even the more, oh God. Lord, help her to keep our mind stayed on you, oh God. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will have continued peace. Amen. Continued joy. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help her to stand fast in our faith, oh God. Oh Lord, to walk by faith and not by sight, no matter what she may be facing or going through, oh God. Amen. But you out first, oh God, and her peace will remain. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Let the works of the devil be destroyed. And anyone that's been used by the enemy to cause confusion, to cause destruction, to cause setback in our life, oh God, my Lord, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. Let their, hallelujah, let their tongues be, hallelujah, silence, oh God. Let them come to be of you, oh God, that they will speak no evil to our life. Amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. My Lord, we thank you that it is done. Oh, Lord, we thank you that it is done. Oh, let hope come and be still. Let hope rest in our life, oh God. God, we thank you that it is done. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, some people have a way of saying things that trigger you, that'll trigger you. So I just pray God will silence the mouth of the enemy, anyone that's allowed themselves to be used by the enemy. Amen. Whoever it may be, they be silent. They won't even dare to get it out. They be like, I have to say something. My Lord, my God, we thank the Lord on today because God is able to silence the enemy. Amen. They won't be able to speak. No
Amen.
They won't be able to open their mouth. They just have to walk away. They have to walk away and murmur to themselves. My Lord, my God, but it shall take no effect. It shall not take root. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you for the time. This morning, I just offer praise and thanksgiving, oh, glory to your name, Father God in heaven, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. And, Lord, we just want to take this time out just to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for restoring the home. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for delivering us, oh, God. Thank you that every need is met, oh, God. Thank you for life. Amen. Thank you for your son. Jesus Christ,
thank you, Lord God, that we are redeemed
from the curse of the law of sin and death. Thank you that we're redeemed from hallelujah, from mildew, from scorching, from the boil, from the scratch. Thank you, Lord God, that we're delivered from fever, sickness, and disease. Thank you, Lord God, for deliverance on today. We're delivered from anger. We're delivered, oh God, hallelujah, from bitterness and resistance, from guilt, shame, and condemnation. Thank you that we're delivered from every hindering spirit, every lying, manipulating, controlling spirit. Thank you that we're delivered from destruction and death. Hallelujah. Thank you that we're delivered from poverty, lack, and death. Lord, thank you that we're delivered, oh God, from oppression and depression. Thank you, Lord God, that we're delivered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. From all that's not of you, Lord, we thank you for our deliverance on today, that our children are delivered, that our mothers and fathers are delivered. Thank you that we're delivered from jealousy, that we're delivered from every addiction known to man or unknown to man. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, thank you for deliverance, oh God.
Bless your name.
Thank you for deliverance from having a double mind. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, thank you on today. Hiya. Evermore, Lord, we be thanking you. We thank you enough. But yet, still, we thank you for your protection. Thank you for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you for a comforter.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be glory. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Every time I try to think, I try to speak, you know what I say? I trust God. Lord, I trust you. Mm-hmm. Lord, I believe you. Every time the enemy try to think he having it, I say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. I don't care what it looks like. Oh, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. When all kind of stuff try to come in your head or come in our minds, you just got to say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. Mm-hmm. Lord, I know you can do it. I just decree and declare, I'm delivered. I'm set free. I'm healed. I'm blessed. It's working out for my good. Speak over yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lord, I
Amen.
Lord, I know you're going to do it. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I thank you.
Amen
and amen. God bless you. I keep you. If you have anything you'd like to say as we close our prayer here this morning, please do so. Call your name, Cousin Kim. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Look, I just would like to say on that concerning, you know, that, you know, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he'll do anything to get you off course, you know. And so just stay firm in the word and just, you know, continue to pray and just continue to read his word and get an understanding of his word. And that will keep you and that will help you, you know, each and every time because it doesn't matter what age you are or where you're at in life and stuff. The devil and how long you've even been in Christ. The devil is always, he's after those that he doesn't have. Because those that he have, he ain't worried about them. He's after the souls of beings that are seeking God. So thank you for the teaching. Thank you for reading of the word. Thank you for the continuing prayers. So just prayers, you know, for you ladies. And just keep on keeping on.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. I keep it up with him. Thank you so much. We love you so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go on. God bless you. God.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I'm grateful and I'm thankful. To God be the glory.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I am blessed. I am excited. I just get excited. I think I told you I'm beginning this prayer. When everything was going on with my husband and all kind of stuff. And I said, I get excited. I said, because I knew God about to show up and just get excited. Oh, just watch it happen. I said, watch what God is about to do. Oh, W-L-I-S.
Yep.
See,
I tell people all the time, this is what God works at in faith. When you have faith and you don't be moved, when I say don't be moved, when you begin to worry about it, you begin to do all this and get to doing all that. Saying all this and oh, you just can't even rest because you're so worried about I'm gonna get this done. Just standing in faith, watch God do it. This is where He works miracles. You can't move out that place. Hallelujah. God bless your family. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you His peace. May you walk in the absolute confidence that at the midnight hour, the best of things can happen to you. God will bring you peace that surpasses all understanding, abundance beyond your knowing, and victory you have never seen before. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Nothing is impossible to those who believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Hallelujah. We believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
God
bless you, family. I love you. I thank God for you. Enjoy your Sunday in the Lord. So we meet again on tomorrow morning. Love you too. God bless you. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see Him. Look upon His face. Let us sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear Him say, well.
One time,
one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time.
All I
for me.
One time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time.
One. You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my